From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Healthy Pod. This episode is actually so special because I want to dedicate it to you, our listeners. I obviously wouldn't be here without you. I so appreciate you tuning in week after week. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to pull together the best of the Healthy Pod in 2025. It feels surreal to me that you have given me the privilege to be a host on my very own podcast, where I get to learn with people, I get to share things with you, you get to interact with me, you get to know me, I get to know you. It's been such a special time, and I am so very grateful. I do want to share the best of 2025 with you, and I cannot wait to see what you guys think of it. But all in all, at the end of the day, all I want to do is thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being part of the Healthy Pod family and my friends. Thank you guys so much. I don't do my hair most days, and I will tell you that after I work out, my hair is like a rat's nest, like it's like a bird's nest. I don't even know what happened. And it is all sweaty and gross. And like, we're in Florida and I work out outside most of the time, especially in the summer. It is so hot. It is so humid. So literally it looks like my hair, it just like went through the shower, but not combed at all. And I actually wish I could just go on camera looking like shit and like bare face, no makeup, no whatever filter, and be okay with it. Like that's the freedom that I want. And so when I watch her, I am just like in awe of how comfortable she is in any shape that she's kind of in. Here's how I define it. A fringe friend is someone who's on the edge of your circle. So you see them often enough, maybe in a mom group or a workout class or a mutual gathering, but the relationship doesn't feel safe or supportive or reciprocal. And you might feel like you're auditioning for their approval, or that you're tolerated, but not celebrated really. And so it's interesting that I feel this way because in certain groups, you know, I'm the new kid on the block because I just moved here a few years ago, and, you know, people have been so incredibly welcoming, but at the same time, I'm trying to create friends in groups that have been friends for decades, and I'm just kind of coming in new. And so sometimes I do feel like I'm seeking approval, or, you know, I don't necessarily share my perspective. And it could be something really small, like, hey, where do you want to go out for dinner? And I'm just like, anywhere you want, anything you want to do, anywhere you want to go, anything you want to order, because I just don't want to complicate things.
Laughing with yourself, laughing at your situation, it helps you take things a little bit lighter. It doesn't have to be so doom and gloom, because in fact, all these people in the hospital are saving my life. They saved my life.
Yeah.
Angels. These people function on a higher level of being. They have the most amazing ability to, let's say, filter out their own challenges that they're going in their life, and then going in there and doing such particular, meticulous jobs to save my life. And so coming in there with the heaviness, I understand how you can do that, but there's also another way.
Absolutely.
And there's no one right way. And I'm not saying that any which way that you happen to handle your challenges is wrong or right. There's no such a thing. But what I'm talking about is just that you can bring humor. These guys are dying to laugh.
I love this because I have been practicing this for so long. I've been saying, I want to get stronger for my family. I want to make sure that I maintain my muscle mass before I have to worry that I've lost it. So let me say this again for the kids in the back who didn't hear me or those in the car who weren't really focused. Prevention is the new prescription. The global wellness market, guys, is worth over $2 trillion and growing. And women, that's us, especially Gen X and millennial women, are leading that shift. And so we're done waiting for burnout, waiting for menopause, waiting for weight gain to tell us it's time to act. We're actually using science to future-proof our bodies right now.
So I thank God I found the wellness modalities. I found a better way to live. I discovered, internal peace and how to find center. And from there, I started to really get deep into this type of work. Eventually, after I was coming to the end of my journey with my old company, which is called Notable, I decided that I wanted to, share these tools with the world. That led me to sell the company. Finish up a certification as a health coach, and then write my book, Own Your Anxiety.
Wow.
We went to an event, and there was like a celebrity, host. And she was sitting at our table with my husband and I, we were talking about our kids and all that. And I said to her, at that time, my daughter was 17. And she's like, how do you have a 17-year-old daughter? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, whatever you're doing to your skin and your hair, you need to bottle up and sell it.
Ooh.
And my husband kicked me under the table. And he's like, why don't you?
Oh
and
my I'm God, like, mic drop
yeah,
moment.
Why don't I? Yeah, like, why don't I? And so I started it, but then I was scared. So I kept doing some consulting gigs on the side because that's what I know, right? And this is the unknown.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. And I mentor other entrepreneurs. So I decided, I'm going to jump into it. And it's been such a great experience.
Even now, there's this hyper-sexualized culture and the meeting of all of these things that are running through our minds. And even as I raise a young teenage daughter, I want her to ensure that she kind of isn't shamed and doesn't have these expectations. What is your best advice for taking in all of that stuff from the media, but then sifting through it and finding your place within it?
Okay, great question. And just, I giggled because you're right. Every great love story has a rainy season. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. It's
like,
the moment in the rain, whatever it is.
Something. Every great love story has that.
Okay. Yeah.
So great question. It's interesting because in movies and social media and, everywhere we kind of look, you're told to be a good girl and don't show yourself. And, I'm also raising a teenage daughter for the record. So it is, right? A different time.
It's called Retrotutide. It's hard to say. It doesn't roll off the tongue, but I call it the overachiever. It is still in trials. So that's why I'm a little bit more cautious, but science is saying it's one of the most powerful next-gen peptides for weight management. So it's not prevalent just yet, but it is a triple action formula. So not only does it have GLP and GIP, which semaglutide and tirzepatide have, it also has glucagon receptors, which again will help you manage your blood sugars, increase insulin sensitivity, reduce insulin resistance. And early results are showing that up to 24% weight loss happens that actually surpasses semaglutide and tirzepatide. So I am very positive and inquisitive about this one. It's not yet on the market, but women are already calling me about it. So I think we were talking about, I think it was probably sadness and not to take like a really negative shift, but suicide. And I think I was saying that of every, living thing on the planet, human beings are actually the only species that, take their own life. And that is because of language. And again, I'm going to source the study and the background on this, but it is because of language, because we have the capacity to tell ourselves such a negative futuristic story that we truly believe it's not worth living for.
So like 10,000 steps. It is so easy. We've all seen it now. Get 10,000 steps a day.
Yep.
Push yourself to get 10,000 steps a day and watch what will happen to how you feel, how your decisions in the kitchen are going to shift for the better, you know, how it's going to probably stimulate you to say, well, maybe I should start stretching more.
Yep.
That's another thing I would say. Stretch every day. I would invite everybody to have a very brief moments in the mornings before they look at their phone, before they get caught up in all the responsibilities, and just ask themselves why, and then start to move and start to do some stretching and just watch what this can happen. I have all my guys start with a morning routine. And, you know, these are, you know, a lot of them come to me, they're pretty burly and they got all sorts of ego.
Yes.
And within a week or two, they're like, oh my gosh, that like morning gratitude thing is really making a big difference.
It makes a huge difference. I thrive in knowing exactly what's coming when. I love getting my school calendar and being able to plan when we're going to potentially go on a family vacation or when there's a holiday coming and what's going to happen. I don't have that in the summer. In the summer, this summer particularly, because football camp was a no-go, I felt like it was all up in the air, and the kids are home and, you know, they're asking for rides and they're asking for play dates, and then they're bored and they're on the TV, and then you feel guilty that they're on the screen or they're playing too many video games, or they're at the mall too much. And you're just like, how do I make sure they're having the best summer and they're having the most fun? But I also need to be super productive and I need to do all this work. And also I need to pay for all these camps and schools and all the trips and things at the mall. And you just like, I was overwhelmed this summer.
The important piece is making those habitual changes to sustain the weight loss.
Yeah. I love this because that is the philosophy at Health Collective as well. That is also what I say to so many of my patients who are on GLP-1s. And now that they're on thinner, I often get this question. And I always say, you know, if you take this time to really internalize the lessons that the app and the nutrition and my team are helping you kind of build these healthy habits, then you're going to keep the weight off. But if you go back to, you know, pizza, pasta, chips, crackers, cookies, McDonald's, all the things that, you know in excess, and eating every single day in excess are not great for you, sure, like the healthy habits will go down and then the weight will come back on. So I love that this teaches you a lesson.
But like beautifying our home is a thing.
Absolutely.
You know, whether you're a woman or not, you've got someone in the home probably that loves to beautify it. And I was like, wow, this is actually like a good deed too. So this was a way to also beautify your home, to light these candles. You don't have to light the candles just for Rosh Hashanah. You can light them anytime, but it's, you know, when you light it, and lighting candles, of course, changes the energy. We always light a candle to change the energy.
Absolutely.
In our home.
The other thing I think that made me in a bad mood was keeping it from everybody. So growing up, we were a very private household. Like my dad didn't like to tell anybody anything. And I feel like I carry that with me and I've carried it into adulthood. And so we definitely didn't tell anyone. I told my husband, I didn't tell my mom. He didn't tell his parents. We didn't tell the kids. We didn't tell our friends. We were just kind of like keeping it bottled up inside. And like I found it very hard because I felt like I needed an outlet. Like I need to tell someone, I need to do something. If you don't do anything and you just sit, of course you're going to lose muscle mass, but that is true on any diet, on any weight loss program. However, if you eat the appropriate amount of protein, if you exercise 3 times a week, then that myth is false. If you eat right, if you lift weights, if you live the right lifestyle and use the GLP as a tool in the toolkit, then you're good to go and you will not lose too much muscle mass. But there are times where I know I definitely take it overboard, and I'm sure my family will appreciate this stop moment for me. So I'm not going to go from 0 to 100 on that stuff. And then I'm also going to stop pretending like, you know, sometimes diabetes doesn't exist in social situations, because it does. You know, I want to kind of turn that moment off if we're in a social situation and having fun as a family. And sometimes I'm, you know, shy to check a number or shy to talk about it. But I'm not going to be, because it's just kind of part of our life. So that's kind of what I'm going to stop doing. And then in terms of what I'm going to continue doing, it's really that self-reflection of what's going well. If you're, you know, eating healthy or working out 3 times a week, or you enjoy cooking and you're cooking more, or you enjoy learning, so you're reading these amazing books or taking amazing courses, keep doing that. So for me, I'm going to continue podcasting, so you get to hear me a lot more.
We walk you through not just this homeopathic over-the-counter FDA registered medication, which is phenomenal for everything that's going on in your body. We also rewire how it's best to eat protein forward meals, including complex carbohydrates. Carbs are not the enemy. Including fruit in your daily intake, that is not the enemy, right? Really understanding how to reset not only your body and your hormones, but your mind as well. So for me, that's why I love the program, because once you're finished with the protocol or the medication, you take all of the lessons, all of the habits that you've learned over the course of the protocol, and you're taking them and internalizing them and then putting them into your regular life. 2 years ago, started with my gratitude practice, and similar to you, saying prayers in the morning. And I cannot tell you how much it's helped me just see the positivity, because I am grateful. So to anyone out there who, you know, doubts meditation or doubts a practice like this, I urge you to try it. Just give it a chance, because you'll see that within a few days of doing something like this, these positive practices, these gratitude practices, your life will start to shift. I actually created a journal called Gratitude Sparks, and it's a gratitude journal. So I kind of really love this piece of the puzzle that really does talk about gratitude. In terms of the West right now, in terms of what you're seeing in pop culture and trends, what do you think the West is getting right or wrong about beauty right now?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, I think the West is finally starting to look east,
yes,
to see what is the beauty trends that are really gonna not only help your skin, but also help your overall well-being. Beauty is more than just what you put on your face. It's what you feel from within. I think Korean skincare, Korean products are like living in the future. And what I love about I love science. So a lot of times Ayurveda, natural, they're all about, you know, back to the plants, back to the roots. And yes, that's great. But science isn't bad. Science is amazing. And so how do you bring like the amazing technology of science, leveraging the ancient traditions,
yes,
the ancient ingredients, and bring them together in a way that can not only helps your skin look good, but also helps your well-being.
I know a lot of you listening are either on a GLP-1 medication, you're thinking about it, or you're combining peptide therapies. I know certainly so many of my clients and patients in the health collective community who are listening are all going to feel like I am repeating myself, because I talk about this with every single person. It is so important. So here's where it gets important. So GLP-1s like semaglutide or tirzepatide, you know, they slow motility, they slow gastric emptying. And what that means is food actually spends more time in your stomach and gut, and you feel fuller, faster, longer. So when I say you feel fuller, faster, is when you're eating a plate of food, if you typically could eat a full plate, you're only eating 3/4 or half of that plate, and you feel fuller longer because you can go from one meal to the next, and it's not just 3 or 4 hours, it could be like 5 or 6 hours. So there is this longer period for digestion.
I talked a little bit about my surgery and my recuperation, and like now they've taken out the stitches and I'm feeling good. But this month of April has started off like a little bit crazy, and March was an absolute gong show, like absolutely crazy. So 2 weeks ago, Friday, I'm, you know, getting just into my meetings, and I had finished my workout, and today's April 4th, the day that we're recording, and 2 weeks ago, Friday, it's around 11 a.m., and I see a phone call coming in, and it's from a name I recognize but not programmed into my phone, and I'm like, oh my God, that's the nurse from school. I was like, oh Jesus. So I pick up the phone, and it is the nurse, and she says, Marky's diabetes is okay, but, and I was like, what? What's wrong? And she goes, well, his wrist. And I said, it's not broken, is it? And she's like, oh yeah. Often, you know, women will come in and they'll be afraid. Oh, you know, I'm having pain. Oh, well, that's just ovulation, or, oh, I'm having this or that. And I love that you said oftentimes those things are normal. So sometimes women can be sitting and stewing and worrying and full of anxiety, and they just don't go and see you, where all they need to do is go see Dr. Sorkin, go see your OB, and they'll tell you, you know what, you're fine. This is normal. This is what it is. This is how we can help, you know, with the pain or whatever the situation is. So instead of worrying endlessly, just go see your physician and it'll help. It'll make you feel better. Oh my gosh, was it not so surreal to just take a look back at all of the different episodes, a little trip down memory lane? Thank you so much for checking out the Best of the Healthy Pod 2025. And I cannot wait to see what's in store for 2026. Let me know what you want to hear about. I have some fun topics for you. I've already recorded some amazing 2026 episodes, and I can't wait to see what's next. I can't wait to learn from you, to share with you. And again, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, thanks so much.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.